You're listening to Archer Radio.
This is Archer, archerradio.com, the only ordinary queercast on the internet. And today is Friday, February 17th, 2006. And we are at Studio B at the boyfriend's house. And we are enjoying our... This is our one-year anniversary weekend, isn't it?
It is.
And it just began just a few hours ago.
Right when you walked through the door.
Right when I walked through the door. And we decided to have some champagne for our one-year anniversary. We had the... Now, does that have a year? Was it 2002?
I think it was 2000.
A 2002 Kluge Brut, which is basically a sparkling Chardonnay, correct?
No, it's a sparkling wine.
But it's got Chardonnay in it?
Let's just say it's a sparkling wine.
Okay, because we don't really
I'm
know.
I'm not too much of an expert on brutes.
Yeah, we don't really know. Could you sit up like so you're like next to me so that this...
Why are you giving me orders?
Because I can.
Let me move over. Because you cannot.
Because I can.
Oh, I just made you eat some... Archer had pork pate and he really liked it.
No, I didn't.
Archer had pork livers and really liked it.
No, let's explain that for the listeners. I had asked a question of the boyfriend. I said, would you like to be with me for the rest of your life? And he said, smell this pork pate and I'll give you the answer. So I had to smell that nasty, basically it's devil ham. And then he said, well, of course.
It's not devil ham, and you really liked it.
I didn't even eat it. You stuck it on my toes. You want to eat it off my toes?
They're up in the air.
Oh, you're so funny. So funny. You know, I got an email from Andrew in the UK. He does his own podcast called I Say, I Say, I Say. And he liked our little sexual innuendos on the snow video from... well, today's Friday, so you actually saw it today, but listeners are going to hear this on Monday. You know, in the snow video, you may not remember this, but you were saying that the sidewalk was slippery,
mm-hmm.
and that I might break something, and I said, what would I break? And you said, your ass.
Mm-hmm.
And then I said, oh, you'd really be in sad shape then if I had broke my ass.
You think I'd be in sad shape if you broke your ass?
No, because then we'd just use yours. You know. So...
You're being... Vulgar.
Vulgar is, but you like to be vulgar, don't you?
Never.
Now, do you like my?
I'm not vulgar.
You're not vulgar. Yes, you are. Do you like my haircut?
You had your hair done.
I did have my hair done. I think it looks pretty good, actually.
Why do you like this beautician you're going to?
Why do I like her?
No, I said I like this beautician you're going to.
Well, she's, an English speaking. lady, and she understands.
Well, she doesn't speak your Asian language.
She understood when I said, I just want a trim.
And yet, she understands Asian hair. I'm creating.
Listen,
leave
wait a minute.
It alone.
Wait a minute, just let me tell you.
Why can't I create?
Because it tickles my forehead, and I don't like that. He's curling it
such
down
weird,
again.
Weird texture problems. You know what? We really need to get you to a hypnotherapist.
Why?
You just have weird things with textures. Like, we should put you under hypnosis and then apply sandpaper to your ass, to your buttocks.
Why? That would hurt like hell.
But I think it would get you used to different textures. And then we could take your fingernails and scrape them against blackboards.
See, I don't have an issue with that. That doesn't bother me. But the hair that you're twirling down tickles my forehead, and I don't like that. So the lady who cut my hair today...
Why are you so silly?
Not today, yesterday.
You're just silly.
She... When she... Stop it. But you're doing it on purpose to make my forehead tickle.
Why does that tickle your forehead?
I don't know.
You know what?
But it does.
You're the first person I've met who has a ticklish forehead.
I guess I do, but...
Let me try. Oh, look, he's laughing because I'm tickling his forehead.
No, see, that's that I can feel easily, but it's just the light and bristly of the hair touching my forehead that I don't really care for. Anyway, I was saying that when I got my hair cut yesterday, she actually just left my hair the way it was and squirted it with water and cut it that way. You know, she didn't shampoo it.
Did you ask her to shampoo it?
No, I didn't, even though it comes with that. But I just sat in the chair and she just squirted it. And she kept the part right there so that she basically cut around it so it would stay in the same...
You know why?
Because she knows I like...
Because she gave you a very nice style with hair products, and you walked in with your same hairdo that you had before. So you know what she said? You know what? He's just going to spray his hair with a garden hose, take out the weed eater, and just whack it up.
No, she used like 3 different kind of clippers, 2 different pairs of scissors. I mean, she spent some time on it, about 40 minutes. And just, you know.
And did she spray it when she was done?
No, she put that hair? Same mud stuff in like she did last time.
It looks very elegant. Thank kind of an updo.
And
you
she cut it like you said last time. I watched her this time. She cut it in the direction that I want it to go that you said.
Right.
So that it would lay a little better.
She gave you an updo.
Whatever.
Well, it looks very elegant.
It looks like my hair just shorter.
Your Asian hair. I've never been with an Asian before.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, it's not true, you know what they say about Asians.
What do they say about Asians?
About Asian men having small penises. Because you've seen mine and you just get scared every time I take it out.
Oh, it's so large. I can barely contain myself when I see it.
When you sit on it?
Well, I never said I sat on it.
Actually, you don't like that position. You don't like sitting on it.
Oh, stop. Your listeners don't need to hear all this. What do you like to do?
You know what I like to do. So, right now, we're having one of our favorite wines. It's a Firestone. That's the label, Firestone. But it's their Chardonnay. What year is this?
I don't know. It's in the refrigerator.
I don't know either. It's a 2000-something. I don't know. But we do like it so much. So after we had a glass of the champagne, we decided to have our favorite Chardonnay.
Yeah, today we're going to have all of our favorite things. We just had pork pate.
If we're having our favorite things, when's the pizza and chocolates coming out?
When you're by yourself.
I'm by myself during the week.
Good, so you can order that pizza, or you can put that Mama Celeste in the oven.
And have a Syrah with it.
If you would like to have that, yes.
Well, I don't think I will.
But we're going to go to Kincaid's tomorrow. We're going to have a nice seafood dinner.
Yes, now, here's the question about that. Are we sitting at the bar so we can...
I think we should sit at the bar.
I think we should, too, because of our contact there. Don't
we have a contact.
Yes. Because he will also allow me to have the fish and chips that I'd like to have.
You can smoke there, too.
That's true. So I wasn't thinking about that. I was actually thinking about if we were going to sit down, that they wouldn't let me order the fish and chips. You know? But, see, you can get anything at the bar.
You can?
So, I think we should sit at the bar.
I think so, too.
Plus, we can chit-chat with our contact if he's not too busy.
With our seafood dealer.
And is this going to be our one-year anniversary dinner?
It's going to be the first anniversary dinner. Then we're going to have a nice romantic dinner Sunday night.
Who's cooking that?
You.
No, honey, didn't you check the agenda for the weekend that you wrote up?
And I said... Archer is going to cook a romantic dinner for two on Sunday.
That's not what you said in the agenda.
Yes, that's what I said.
No, the agenda was that we're going to go to a winery on Sunday, and we discussed this Tuesday on our Valentine's romantic evening.
Oh, I recall you slaving away in a hot kitchen, cooking all of my favorite things.
Here's the problem with that. I'd be cooking for weeks. You eat everything. My mother actually asked me, is there anything that you don't eat? And I said, he eats everything.
Now, you know what my mother asked me? What does Archer eat? And you know what I said?
What did you say?
Nothing!
And then she said, then why is he so fat?
No, she just wondered,
well,
why don't you eat anything?
Our parents wonder about our eating habits because, well, I know your mother asked because...
Well, I don't have eating habits. I just eat.
Because in April, I'm going to fly down to New Orleans with the boyfriend for our spring break. This year, our spring breaks line up at the same time. So we're going to go down to New Orleans together. My mother was shocked that I actually, like, bought a plane ticket.
And that you're going to go on a plane?
Yes, yeah, so but she's worried because she knows my flying...
You've only been on a plane once.
Twice.
Well,
been on a plane twice. And
I think it's time you expand your horizons.
Well, the second time was so fucking scary. That's why I don't want to get on a plane.
So we're scarier than driving on the road with a bunch of maniacs on the streets.
Well, now, do I have to do something to get a seat next to you? Did we decide how to do something?
Well, I said you had to call US Air and make a request for a seat.
How soon should I do that?
You can do it now.
Oh, I'm so tired. Forgive me, listeners. I'm yawning because it's...
He's yawning because he's bored with me. It's a year and he's bored with me.
No, honey, that is so not true.
Well... You better do these dishes.
Let's talk about this year thing. Do you remember our first date?
I do. Like it was yesterday.
Really?
Yes.
Well, because that date was like a 24-hour date.
It was our first 24-hour date.
It was. I actually stayed over that night. We had lots of sex. We enjoyed lots of things that weekend. The museum... Museums. Do you remember? I don't know if it, actually, I think it was that weekend. I have to look back at my photo album. When we walked through the cemetery?
I think.
Was that the weekend?
I don't know. No, that was the Monday because we went to the museum and we both had the Monday off.
Yes.
It was President's Weekend.
It was.
And we went to Georgetown.
It was President's Weekend because we determined that our actual anniversary is the 20th of February.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
No, it was confirmed when you slept over, which made it the 21st.
No.
Which means I was correct.
No, honey. No. Because our first date was actually on the 20th.
Well, I have a different perspective.
You always have a different perspective.
And mine is correct.
Just like the date that we first met.
Now, I got that right. That was the 19th.
You did get that right, but I'm so sorry to say that you have our anniversary date wrong.
No.
It's February 20th.
No. We went to the museum. I let you stay over.
On the 20th.
And the next day, the 21st, I said, oh, we had a date. So that means it's the 21st.
No. Not, oh, we had a date. You, formally asked me out on a date for the 20th.
But if you slept over, that means it was a date.
Let's leave this open to the listeners.
That means that it was the 21st. Now, what impressed me about our first date was that I had a platter full of food, and you ate all of it. And I'm wondering, why don't you eat anchovy stuffed olives?
Oh, my God.
Why don't you eat... caviar. Why don't you eat venison, herb-crusted game meats? Because I had all of that.
You did not.
And you ate it all.
I can actually take this photo out.
Why
right
don't
now.
You eat steak?
I believe
tartar.
It's in that book right there. That we
and then
look.
The next morning, I made steamed porridge with dried prunes, and he ate it all. And so I'm wondering, what did I do wrong?
Well, see, maybe at that time I didn't think it was permanent and I just ate the crap because I was being nice.
Maybe you don't like my cooking.
No, dear, I love your cooking, but I'm thinking that maybe you're incorrect in the menus that you're describing.
No, I'm correct. I know what I saw.
No, because I have a photograph the night that we had those nibbles. And there's a picture of you shirtless holding a glass of wine with
and
nibbles.
I have a picture
and
of you.
Clearly.
I have a picture of you eating calamari.
No, you don't.
Yes.
Okay, show that picture to me because you're lying. You lie like a rug.
I'm not.
You are. Mm-mm. Because in that picture, sweetheart, basically it's the same platter that you have here. There was ham, there was turkey, there were crackers, there was cheese,
no,
there was apples, there was almonds.
No, I told you. Oh, here are just some things to eat. I didn't tell you what you were.
Actually, you said, here are some things to eat that go with this wine.
And I had a variety of things. Seafoods,
games. No, 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 no.
Grilled portobellos.
What's it feel like to be a carpet?
I don't know.
Because you lie like a rug.
Oh, that was horrible. And you know that I am telling the truth.
Why do you lie?
Your listeners
know. I keep saying okay, but here's the thing. Not even here's the thing. I hate saying that too. We have a listener. I haven't told you this yet. No, I have my glass there. Don't pour that in my face. I have a listener named Paul, and now I can't think of where he lives. But here's what Paul did like 2 weeks ago. He sent us a book that he purchased on Amazon. It's currently en route from Amazon. And it's all about how to get your partner or someone to eat foods or something like that.
Perfect.
And I told him, I said, I may not be as interested in the book as the boyfriend. So he sent this book, and I don't have my notes in front of me. He has the title in there and told me what the book's about, and it totally sounded like something that you would be interested in reading.
For you.
To get me to eat more things.
Yes.
I think it might even be, no, I'm wrong about that. I was going to say it might be like a child book.
That's exactly where we need to start.
On how to get a child to
eat.
That's
where we need to start.
So in this second year of our relationship,
you're going to eat all kinds of things. And we're going to have all kinds of good wine with them. And we're going to have a very nice second year.
Now, in the second year, though, can I start demanding things?
Like what?
Like that you not make me eat things?
No. Can we make an agreement that you're going to eat more things? And then you can make that demand.
We can make an agreement that I will taste more things.
I think we can set a goal.
What did I taste?
And I think this goal can be achieved.
You think so?
One vegetable. We will identify one vegetable that you will eat.
Carrot sticks.
No. Because you don't eat those. I've never seen you eat a carrot. I cook carrots.
I don't like cooked carrots.
So why don't you say you like carrot sticks?
Carrot sticks are raw.
You're a load of baloney. So we're going to find one vegetable.
Are you serious? In a year's time, you've never seen me eat a carrot stick?
I have never seen you eat a carrot stick. I have not seen you eat one vegetable. And the only fruit
potatoes.
I have seen you eat...
It's apples.
Apples. And when I have them here.
I know, because I don't buy them.
So we're going to... Our goal is one.
But you don't count potatoes?
No.
I love potatoes.
Fried.
No. Honey, I like them mashed. You make delicious mashed potatoes.
So that's a starch that you don't really need to be eating. So we're going to buy one
that you don't need to be eating.
That's right.
Am I too fat for you?
No, you have too many fatty carbohydrates, and we need to explore heart healthy things.
Well, this is true. I completely agree with that. Now you've totally got me onto eating almonds, and almonds are heart healthy.
But you need to supplement.
Okay.
With other heart healthy
things. I totally understand this request. But then what do I get to request of you in this second year of our relationship?
I do everything you want me to do.
You do everything I want you to do.
That's right.
You do realize I'm recording this. Right? You understand that?
I offer all. I have offered it all.
Oh, honey. No, you haven't.
I have.
You've offered it at various times. I will agree with that. But I won't say that you offer it all.
Yes, I do.
Okay. So, should we move on to a topic? Have you finished the idea of our 1 year?
Your food eating?
No. See, I really wanted to make it an issue, not the issue, but a discussion about our 1 year anniversary. Yeah. Oh my God, he's taking off his pants.
I need to get more.
Do you hear that? You can hear his pants sliding off of his legs. He's wearing this black sexy underwear. For some reason, I think that means he's getting into his sexual mode. Is that it?
No, I'm just being comfortable and relaxed.
Are you comfortable?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's still talk about our 1 year relationship. What have you liked best in this year?
That we've had so many wonderful times together.
Can you name one?
There are too many to name. We had our Wolf Trap concerts, and we had our wine tasting experiences, and our museum visits, and our artistic things we've done.
And our latest thing, we're now published
and our
authors.
Wine, yes, our wine articles we've published.
We didn't actually talk about that. Because I wasn't going to give you my real name on here, but the wine articles that we wrote for this online news site were posted this week, so now we're officially authors.
News reporters. We're news.
News reporters.
Yes.
Okay.
We're food and wine specialists.
Did you see that? Did you understand the way that site was set up, that he actually set up a separate thing just for our articles?
I do, yeah. It's pretty cool.
I thought it was very cool.
But what have you liked about our 1 year together?
Besides the sex, the intimacy, has really been the education I've gained on the whole wine thing.
Really?
Because I was a wine novice, as you remember.
Oh, yeah, you're a white Zinfandel guy.
I was, and you've taught me so much this year about wines. Excuse me. I actually think that when you had the dinner party last weekend, that I was actually speaking intelligently about the wine.
You were.
I didn't sound like a fool like I usually do.
You never sounded like a fool. Especially when you had that wine with roasted winter vegetables. I thought you were certainly the expert on how Brussels sprouts could complement a full-bodied red wine.
Brussels sprouts do not go with a full-bodied red wine.
Well, that's not what you said last weekend.
I would think, okay, here's what... I already think that Brussels sprouts would have to be a white wine kind of thing.
Really?
Is that wrong?
Well, that depends on how you would prepare them. How would you prepare those Brussels sprouts?
I'd prepare them with some chicken or fish.
Really?
With fish, probably.
Would you caramelize onions?
Heavens, no. I would steam the Brussels sprouts.
You just insulted my mom's Brussels sprout recipe.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. She'll make them when you go.
What's your mother's name, Blanche?
Blanche? Beulah.
Beulah. What's happening down here?
I don't know, but you're being very, very vulgar.
I'm not saying anything vulgar. I'm not telling them that I'm playing with your penis.
You playing with my penis?
I am. Listen to that slap his leg. Oops.
Oh, your listeners don't want to hear that.
What do they want to hear?
They want to hear you and your sweet voice. Sing us a song.
Like what?
Well, pick a song.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning.
Oh, that's so pretty. That's enough. Thank you. Thank you for that song. You're so talented.
Do you not like the verbal stylings of Archer?
You do have a way with a lyric, don't you?
I am as good a singer as I am a cook.
Well, then let's just say you have a...
Would you like some macaroni and cheese?
A limited but generous range. I'm sure you would offer all the macaroni and cheese you had to offer.
Now, I really wanted to talk some topics, actually, but I think we're going to have to save those for another show.
Okay, you can say them.
Because I wanted to talk about Dick Cheney and his shooting fiasco. I wanted to talk about the global warming issue that I heard on NPR. But do you think those are topics we can talk about on the show?
Let's make that another show.
Okay. I think that we will go ahead and end because the boyfriend's penis is fully erect.
Oh my god. he is just being silly.
I'm making shit up. So, this has been our first podcast for the anniversary weekend. And you're going to hear this on Monday, and we'll have some more the rest of the week. So, I'm trying to think, who do I need to thank this week? Thanks to Andrew of the I Say podcast. Thanks to Mark of Special Delivery Mark. And hope you enjoyed all those videos last week. And hopefully you sent some condolences and well wishes to Madge for the loss of Gussie.
And let's thank our mothers whose labors have made this possible.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have to thank them again on Mother's Day.
Yes.
Okay, so until next time, boys and girls.
Goodbye.
Bye.
You've been listening to Archer Radio.